Israel says it has deployed a large number of troops and tanks in several areas of the West Bank. It's the most significant movement of forces since the conflict with the Palestinians began 10 months ago. Palestinian officials accuse Israel of planning to retake Palestinian-ruled enclaves in the territory. The deployment followed another day of escalating violence between Israel and the Palestinians. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
After midnight, Israeli television showed video of soldiers apparently carrying out the announced deployment. Officials say troops are being sent to ring the northern West Bank city of Jenin and of Bethlehem, south of Jerusalem. Bethlehem was the scene of the most dramatic confrontations yesterday. Israeli helicopter gunships fired missiles at a farmhouse, killing four men the army said were activists in the militant group Hamas. Shortly after, Palestinians in a Bethlehem suburb launched two mortar shells toward the Jewish settlement of Gilo. Neither caused injuries, but they were the first mortar attacks on the West Bank, and Israeli officials vowed severe reprisal. Government spokesman Ranan Gissin insists the overnight troop deployment is not provocative.
We are not going to instigate or initiate any action, you know, that will provoke further violence. The presence of the troops is to send a very clear signal and indication that we will not tolerate any further escalation in the shooting. And we hope that this message and this warning will be received, and we can restore calm to the area.
The Palestinian mayor of Jenin downplayed the deployment as a show of force. He said he personally had not seen a massing of troops and accused Israel of applying psychological pressure. But a Palestinian security official in Bethlehem said Israeli troops had taken up new positions in large numbers on three sides of the city. Former Palestinian negotiator Nabil Shaf warns that U.S.-led efforts to resume peace talks are even further undermined by Israel's latest action.
The Israelis are escalating, and they have been escalating, and they have simply delayed forever the onset of the implementation of the Mitchell Report. I think it's very grave and it's risky, and because of this fluid situation, anything may happen that might threaten the whole area with an explosion.
The deployment follows weeks of reports that Israel's army is planning to reoccupy some of the 20% of the West Bank turned over to full Palestinian control during a decade of peace talks. Israel's Channel 1 TV said troops would be poised for a possible invasion, but an Israeli cabinet secretary denied this is the plan. Government advisor Dori Gold repeated Israel's demand that Yasser Arafat order the arrest of dozens of militants suspected of planning more suicide bombings.
The Palestinians have continued to attack us. In fact, we could have had nearly a dozen Dolphinarium disco attacks if it wasn't for the efforts of the Israeli army and the Israeli internal security services, not the efforts of Yasser Arafat.
But Palestinian political analyst Hassan Khatib says Israel's new threatening deployment makes it even more difficult for Arafat to order such arrests. It's time to address the cause of the conflict, he said, which is Israel's occupation. Anything else is a waste of time. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Jerusalem.